By the way, on election day, we're here 17 hours. So that means we're bringing in breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Just a thought. So a cold sandwich doesn't feel so good. But we'll do it.
Of course, I eat breakfast before I come to work, but...
Well, we're getting here at 4:45 in the morning, Sheila. I'm sorry.
I hadn't seen you here at 4:45.
On election day, we are here at 4:45 in the morning.
I may be a week awake, but I'm not here. I'll admit that right now.
Yeah. I might be here, but I'm not sure that I'm awake. But I'm here at 4:45 in the morning.
Well, I admire the ladies for, and gentlemen for the work they do.
Do you guys want to look at this now? Or, again, I don't...
Do you see it, dude?
I don't see any reasons to not, but...
I would suggest if you amend the policy, make sure you send it out as a reminder to all your elected officials, department heads, because if there's somebody that did affect, but I don't think it's going to change.
It's not going to affect anybody.
I don't think it's going to change the way hardly him.
I will say that I did ask about one poll I was concerned because I voted and they were busier than normal. This was one of the bigger turnouts that I've seen. Of course, that's your... you're the professional on that, but I had wondered about them having something to eat later, and I was going to go get something, and I asked, and they said that they were told well ahead of time that to bring whatever they needed to eat while they were there during those times and everything, so...
They are.
I didn't. The only reason I could volunteer is because I was not part of the ballot in any way.
And then they eat whatever pizza's left when they get to the office.
When you can. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the two amendments are as read or as follows. Purchase of meals for employees while they're working in the office. Any exceptions would need prior authorization of the county commission. And purchase of party supplies / food items for employees for any county function. Example, retirement, birthday, leaving county appointment, etc. So move to amend the purchase card policy to adopt those two statements.
Did you? Is that your motion? Second with discussion. I just thought of one point. Could any of this have been taken out of your election count that wouldn't affect GCR? I'm just asking.
Could I? Yeah.
You could have.
I haven't done it in 15 years, but I could do that.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Is that fun? I thought that fund was a technology fund. Is that not right?
It's the election fund.
It's election fund.
Election services fund to enhance the election.
Joanna is not here today, but if you'd like, I'm sure she'd be glad to send it out for you as the corrections are made. If you want your girls to do it, fine.
Because it's handled out of your office, I'd say fine, you just come from your office. But.
And there was a couple of counties that were checked with to see if this was something that they did in their offices. So they didn't feel the leisure was the word of being able to do that.
I don't see anybody here from the University of Missouri Extension updates. So. Benefits discussion.
Did we go ahead and vote on that?
We did not.
I don't remember voting on it.
Which one?
Benefits discussion.
The amendment. Oh, did we vote on the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did we? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember seconding it, but I didn't remember the vote.
Yeah.
Yes, this is on the benefits discussion. We had some discussion on the family insurance. The county contributes $100 per employee and electeds that have families on their, or have the family policy. I made a motion, and we got two abstains. And that's where we're at on this. Is this what we're...
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I'm in the right...
Yep.
That's what it is. And
did you guys get the letter from...
I'm more confused than what I was, but I...
Well, I think he didn't have a clear... It kind of... So for the sake of... I would just say the motion failed, and that's what the minutes reflected, by the way. That we approved earlier, so.
That's what I get it from his letter. I had to read it over two or three times.
I think it was, could have been this, could have been that.
Yeah.
So, because there's questions on why there were absence, why there were people abstaining, and anyways, and sitting, and it was kind of interesting.
It made my head spin. I had to go back and read it and think on it and read it and think on it. It's different to...
I did...
He had never heard of it before.
Right.
That a presiding could have two votes.
Right. Now, my... I know the reason, and I don't... You may know better, and Rick may know better. My understanding was is the more healthy people on the plan... It increases the pool to where the goal is to lower the rates for everyone. And so that was the intention behind trying to incentivize families and being on the plan. Is that accurate as to why it was implemented however many years ago?
Back many years ago when they did it, I remember that, because none of my employees, with the salary they made, felt they could afford to put their... and they would have to maybe choose that maybe they could put their children. The way the plan was written up, it was higher for one than another, where you just had just your children or just your husband. They couldn't. And we still have the situation now. We have employees that would like to have their family insured, but they just can't afford it on their salary.
Right. And I'm not suggesting this, so please don't misunderstand me. I don't know that if we did the numbers, if it wouldn't help to incentivize it even more in order to attract more families to be on the plan, to widen that pool, to lower the... Because whenever we start having, what they say, our loss ratio was like 109%, we start having those types of loss ratios, it's just going to continue to go up and up and up until changes are made. And there's really... I'm not seeing a lot of changes made to lower that. But that being said... Go ahead.
I honestly don't know, but I do know the few people that I know that are using this probably is hurting you as much as it's helping you. And I think they will be using it anyway, so I don't think it's going to make any difference. I don't think that you've incentivized the right people and don't know. My dilemma with it is I'm not convinced that it's fair the way it is, because not everybody can or does take advantage of it. And so I have a little bit of a problem with that. There was a time when I felt like if we had done a health savings account with it, and I don't even think you can do that anymore, but if we had done that, put that money in a health savings account for each person, I would have been okay with it. I think that was when the original discussion, they decided they couldn't afford to do that or didn't want to do that. But I feel like it's somewhat, at least, unfair policy because there are...
Well, it's not... And I understand what you're saying. This has been said. It's gone back and forth.
I use it, Brandon, so I'm thankful for
right.
it. But
No.
I don't think it's... done what we intended for it to do.
And I don't know.
I did ask back, I believe, last... But I hate to... Mr. Akers isn't here... But I asked if it if having them on, if it was showed as to be to help us with our insurance. And the way I, at that time, I thought no. But they'd probably, to get an accurate right now this for this year, and I wanted to call and ask that question of him. I just simply didn't get the time to do that.
I don't know that he could answer the question. I know he couldn't answer it definitively, but he...
Right, it's probably too much of a moving scale.
Too many variables there for him to say, I'm sure.
And once again, it's, to me, being equal to all, that in speaking with different employees, that, you know, why they wouldn't have their family on everything, it's a, for them, it's a financial thing. That they, on the salary that they have, they just couldn't afford to take that out of the budget. They couldn't afford it. And some had, even with when Obamacare was in place on penalizing the employee, they had found it cheaper to pay that penalty on Obamacare instead of being able to afford the insurance. Now that is not in place, the penalty for not having the insurance. And my question would be, well, but what happens if you have like a cancer or a heart attack or something like this? That's a risk they're having to take on that. If we were going to allow $1,200 towards it, $100 a month, then it was suggested that then why didn't we allow all the employees that $1,200 to get, and I always, you know, catastrophic insurance, and eventually it's a major, and because some people I spoke with do have a policy that just would cover just the major
the catastrophic.
For that. I mean, just trying to look at it from...
I think, and I could be wrong, again, this is probably a question for Mr. Akers, I think because it's a benefit. It's available to everybody, so that's not a fairness issue. But when you start doing that kind of stuff, then it becomes. I don't know that you can do that legally. I don't know.
Because that the way you could would be with a health savings account.
With a health savings account.
I don't know that those are still available. It's been a while since I've done it. Do they still have health savings account? You know that.
But I do not feel
may or may not be available.
That.
I don't know. I think that would be the only way that you could.
Yeah, when you're talking about health savings plans where the county puts so much in and the employee puts so much in, there are a couple of counties I know that
yeah,
that they've increased it.
If they began that back, those things change so much. You may not be able to actually, if you start one today, you might not be able to do the same things with that.
Well, I know a lot of that was also kind of went hand in hand with being self-insured and some other different. And again, with our loss ratio, we cannot even begin to look at being self-insured right now. So,
I don't know. The counties that I know that have that are well pleased with it, and I don't know.
I think their loss ratios though are down in the 80-85% range as opposed to we're at 109.
The only one that I know of right now that you could talk to would be Kate.
Kate.
They are, and their auditor over there has been really pleased with it. He said they had saved them a bunch of money. I don't know what their loss ratio was before or anything like that. I know there are some other ones, but I haven't really talked to them personally, so I can't tell you.
Do they not have, I'm trying, it's been probably close to a year since I've visited with one on this. Do they not have, with the self-insured, where that they do the small stuff and then they still carry a health insurance policy to cover the...
Almost every self-insured policy will have what they call catastrophic insurance that they cover there, so any losses over a certain amount. So you really can determine your maximum loss that you might have by buying insurance, whichever way they do that. That's the way most of those are written anyway. We want to get involved in one that wasn't written that way, I don't think. You know, insurance is just a gamble, whichever way you do it, for sure. And I'm sure that Mr. Akers probably could tell you about that. Now, he may not have as many available to you. Matt, most of the time when you